So the trick with this recipe is to pre-mix as much as possible.
Right.
How you doing in there?
I'm good. So you want the salt to dissolve, right?
Bingo.
You want to see no more salt.
Bingo.
All right,
yeah, you don't
want to
make love to it, but just, you know, get it going.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Charred in New Haven Pizza Show. This is our election special.
2-0, baby. 2-0.
Yeah, we made it 20 episodes.
I know.
I'm Kevin Begley. This is Frank Zabski. And since it's our election night special, look at my, I got this awesome shirt that I wear every year, or every 4 years, I should say.
The best
Please
shirt.
Select your party. I'm selecting pizza. Pizza party. Yeah.
God bless.
And yesterday was Halloween. This is a crazy week. We had Halloween yesterday. The election's coming up. There's a lot happening.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of a cool week. I know you have young kids. My kids are all grown up, but yep. We were talking before that. I'm sure it's pretty exciting for those guys today.
I did make some skull pizzas to bring into, because I do the radio show, so we were doing a bit on the air on Star.
Yeah.
And so I did the mushrooms where you take a straw and you make little eyes in the mushrooms as skulls.
It looks like a little skull. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I did one where I shaped the dough like the skull and did pepperonis, black olives, and a pepper for the mouth. So the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. So came out pretty good.
So I was told by some of your friends that you don't like toppings. You just like the mozzarella. That's it.
Yeah,
so I'm surprised.
Usually I'm a cheese guy, especially if I'm going to a new pizza place. Like I just want to try the plain cheese, and that's how I'll gauge, you know, how good the place is. But if a place has a specialty pie that they're known for, you know, like the baked shrimp pie, like that type of stuff, I'll try it. But yeah, it depends. Like I'm into toppings if it's the right ones.
I'm just telling you, that's the word on the street, Kevin. You're just a cheese guy.
I'll take it. I am a cheese guy. I will admit to that. But for episode 20, you can probably see stuff right in front of us here, and we're going to do a demo show. I don't think have we done a demo show?
We talked about it, but we didn't do it.
Right.
So we're going to do it.
First one, because a lot of people ask, you know, I think a lot of people who've done your class sort of know the deal when it comes to making dough, New Haven style.
Yep.
But people ask me all the time because of Charred, like, oh, you make these pizzas, like, how do you do it? And I try to like tell them, oh yeah, you do this, this, and this, because it's pretty simple, but
yeah,
you have to know what you're doing to do it.
You absolutely have to know what you're doing. And one of the big mistakes people make is they try to take this 125-year-old recipe and they try to make it in 2024 technology.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was made by simple people. It's a simple recipe. And the thing that makes it great is its simplicity.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over today. You're going to help me out because you've already done this, but you got some practice.
I've washed my hands. I'm ready.
Yeah, so we're going to go over how to make New Haven style pizza dough, and we're going to try to build on this.
Okay.
So today we're doing the dough.
Nice.
And then in another episode, we'll do the sauce. And then we'll show you how to ball the dough, which means take it from the bulk dough, which is what we're making today, into these little balls. And we're going to keep going. And we'll see if you guys see if they like it.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's like a series of building our way. And then we'll eat the New Haven style pizza that we make.
100%.
Ultimately.
I think what I'm going to look for, and they have them out there, is these, and there's other companies that make them too, but Uni makes an electric oven.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It's the electric one now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we could probably make a pizza right here.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just bring it right in.
Yeah.
Nice.
So let's get going with this.
All right, let's do it.
What we're going to go over quickly is the recipe to make, as we say in West Haven, tree pizzas. Okay, and they're schmediums.
Schmediums is my favorite thing ever. Not quite small, not quite medium. It's a schmedium.
Right. So that's generally an 11 to 14 inch pizza, depending on how thin you stretch it or thick you stretch it. And really, there's four ingredients. They are tap water, room temperature.
Yep.
So I tell people, if you can drink the water from your tap, you can use it to make pizza.
Perfect.
If for whatever reason you don't have good water at your home, real simple, spring water.
Yeah.
People get crazy. Don't get crazy. Spring water. Bread flour, super important.
Yeah, when I first started making pizza before I learned from you, it was just the regular, any
all-purpose
flour I could find.
Yeah,
yeah, all-purpose, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good point. A lot of people, the biggest thing they get wrong with New Haven style is they use other flours other than bread flour.
Because you hear a lot about the 00, is that what it's called?
Double zero.
Double zero, yeah.
So that's for Neapolitan.
Okay.
While we're on that subject, not to go off track too much, but just a little bit, there's 50 different styles of pizza in the world.
Wow.
Maybe more. New Haven being one of them.
Yep.
You mentioned Neapolitan 00. That's actually the most popular pizza in the whole world.
Yeah.
Not particularly in the United States.
Right. And when you buy, because a lot of just regular restaurants that have pizza, it's that style. Like if you're just a regular Italian restaurant. But when you get an uni too, they in the instructions, it's the 00 because all their stuff is based on the Neapolitan. Yeah.
Yeah. So the uni oven was made to make Neapolitan pizza.
Yep.
Which is one of kind of the difficulties of doing New Haven style in an uni is that Neapolitan is fast and hot. So it's a 60 to 90 second bake.
Yep.
00 flour and 850 to 900 degree Fahrenheit oven. New Haven is low and slow. Low temperature, 550 to 650 Fahrenheit. Bread flour, 5 to 8 minute bake.
Yeah, so when I first started trying the New Haven style at home, I have the uni, and I would just burn the crap out of it every single time. And I'm yep. like, why isn't this working? And then eventually I learned from you. But what I do now is I preheat it really hot, and then I turn the flames off.
Yep.
Get the pizza in there, let it sit for a while, and then I turn the flames on almost like a broil. Like at the very end, I turn the flames back on and let it like char the top.
Yeah.
If you have an uni, like that's the way to do it. And make sure if you're using the temperature gun on the uni that it's like, I think it's like 650 you want to get at, around there, 700 maybe.
You're a very good student, Ken. Because honestly, I couldn't have said any better.
Well, people ask me too who have unis. They're like, I tried to make the New Haven style. It didn't work. And so I basically tell them that.
Yeah, the only thing you left out, and you did probably, I give you an A, not a plus, but an A, is with the uni, you got to turn it.
Right. True.
So home oven baking in a pizza steel, you don't have to turn it. But with a uni, you got to turn it every 30, 45 seconds, 180 degrees.
Because that heat is really like back corner to the front corner. It varies.
Right. Depending on what kind of uni you have, some of the flame is just in the back, the gas, and then some is an L shape like this. Mm-hmm. So there's a burner here and here. And you just have to, just outsmart it.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to the dough.
Let's get to the dough.
But I do want to quickly just finish the 50 different styles of pizza because it's important. Every single one of those styles is baked at a different temperature mm-hmm. for a different time. And they don't all use 50 different flours, but they don't all use the same flour.
Yeah.
So that's really important. For New Haven style, which is what we're going to go over today, once you don't use bread flour, you don't traditionally have a New Haven style pizza.
Right. So that immediately changes, the style.
Right. Now, it could be argued, and I'm sure it probably will, that you probably could use all purpose.
Yeah.
You know, in a pinch. But generally speaking, high gluten flour, bread flour is what you need for New Haven style.
Perfect.
So we're going to get going. So this recipe, again, three doughs, schmediums, depending on how thin that you stretch it. Four ingredients, bread flour, room temperature tap water, sea or kosher salt, and instant dry yeast.
There you go.
IDY. Yeah, actually, good. hold that back up. So I brought that for a reason because that's what you use, not ADY, active dry yeast.
Okay.
So if you notice that package has a blue stripe on it.
Yep.
Well, that package is right next to the ADY, which has a red stripe or label on it.
Ah, okay.
So it's very, it's actually very similar yeast, except the ADY you have to activate in water at a certain temperature. You basically have to let it bloom. Long story short, we're not going to go into it. ADY, Fleischmann's pretty much has the market blue package.
We'll save that for the yeast show.
Yes.
Just yeast.
Just yeast. So we've got all this stuff up here. We've got our salt. We've got our whisk, which is what you're going to need. We've got our teaspoon. We've got our wooden spatula. I don't know about your house, Kevin, but my mother was Irish Catholic. And between this and the white ivory bar soap, I got many treatments.
And not just the dough.
Not just the dough. I knew when I saw this and the ivory bar soap coming out, Frankie wasn't having a good day.
Frankie was up to no good again.
Frankie was up to no good. We got our bread flour and our room temperature tap water. Here's the deal. from a number standpoint, and you could, if you can remember, I could give it to you, put it in the notes for the video.
Yeah.
530 grams bread flour,
mm-hmm.
350 grams room temperature tap water.
Perfect.
2 teaspoons of sea or kosher salt.
Yep.
1/2 teaspoon of instant dry yeast.
There you go. Yeah, we'll put that right in the description underneath the video.
Yeah. So one more time, 530, 350, 2 1/2.
Great.
Kabish?
Kabish.
All right. So kind of the magic to this really is how you put it together. I kind of came up with this thing that I call a dough ditty. You know, you call it whatever you want it. You guys are obviously in the music here at Connoisseur Media. That's where we are filming this. And it's not really a song, but it kind of, here's how it goes. Water, salt, whisk, flour, yeast, mix. Water, salt, whisk, flour, yeast, mix.
Water, salt,
whisk, flour, yeast, mix.
Water, salt,
mix, flour, yeast, mix.
All right.
That's it.
Let's put it on the radio. It's a hit.
Yeah. That and 75 cents won't get me a cup of coffee. So also we have our mixing bowl here. So Kevin, we're going to run through this.
You want me to...
Yeah, just grab that water, and so hold on, hash bet, mm-hmm. Don't get crazy. So the first thing I want you to do, Kevin, is put the room temperature tap water into the bowl. How many grams, Kevin?
530? No. 350.
You got it, 350. 350.
Gotta sing the song. All right, there we go.
So what I did, just so everyone knows, is to make it easy, I made the numbers the same, 350 and 530. They're just transposed.
Oh, yeah. And if you've ever taken one of Frank's classes or been to the Pizza Fest, you have one of these with the sticker.
Right.
That's got all the measurements.
I couldn't find a sticker today.
It's great. No, but it's awesome. But yeah, it's perfect. So if you ever see Frank doing a demo anywhere, you can grab one of those.
So 350 grams room temperature tap water. The next thing we're going to do is put 2 teaspoons of not instant dry yeast.
Sea salt. Sea
or kosher salt.
And it could just be right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only thing we had in the cupboard, so yeah. That's what I took. Sea or kosher, though. And you don't have to get crazy with the measurements. Close is good.
One.
Yep.
There we go. Dos. Two.
Two. So far we have 350 grams of bread, 350 grams of room temperature tap water.
Yep.
2 teaspoons of salt. Next thing here.
Oh, yeah. Now I got to
whisk
it up.
Whisk it up.
There we go.
So the trick with this recipe is to pre-mix as much as possible.
Right.
How you doing in there?
I'm good. So you want the salt to dissolve, right?
Bingo.
You want to see no more salt.
Bingo.
All right, I think
yeah, you don't want to
there.
Make love to it, but just, you know, get it going.
I think it's almost there. I'm like DJing it. Wicca wicca.
I think we're done.
We got it?
Yeah, we're done.
Producer Ed, how's that audio? He's like, please stop with the metal.
All right, so water, salt, whisk. Very important to whisk because you want to dissolve the salt in the water. Mm-hmm. The key or the secret to this recipe is to pre-mix as much as possible.
Okay.
So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to put in how many grams of bread flour?
That's 530.
Bingo.
Yes.
Right. Can you use all-purpose flour?
In a pinch, but no.
Right. Can you use double zero?
If you want to make Neapolitan.
You got all the right answers.
New Haven style, you got to go with the bread flour.
Yes, sir.
Here we go, right in.
Yep, right in.
Does it matter if it's slow or fast?
Nah, throw it in.
All right.
Throw it right in.
I always wonder that when I make it. I'm like, am I doing this the right way? Okay.
All right. So the next thing we're going to do is put the yeast in. So we want to show you this yeast here, which we already did. That one. It's a hard day today here for Frank Zabski. But I cheated a little bit, and I brought some other yeast here because I didn't want to open up that package. So
oh, nice.
Teaspoon right here, 1/2 teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon.
Now, the key to this here, don't put it in yet, Kevin. Everyone here that's listening, I'm sure, has had cereal before in their life.
Yeah.
So when you take sugar in your teaspoon and you put it on cereal, do you put it right in the middle of the cereal? Or do you sprinkle it all around?
No, you sprinkle it.
Right. So that's what you want to do with this.
That's good, right? 1/2 teaspoon?
Yep, perfect.
So you just do a little bit of this.
Yep.
All around here.
So you want to have an even distribution of that flour, of that instant dry yeast on top of the flour.
Perfect.
Now, one of the last things we're going to do is we're going to take this wooden spatula. I'm going to show quickly, and then I'm going to have you finish it.
Yeah.
But what I want everyone to know is that we're going to mimic the mixer. So a lot of people don't realize that the mixers create heat in the dough. Heat kills the yeast. Yeast kills the rise. So that's why we're pre-mixing as much as possible, because we want to keep that yeast alive as much as we can. So what I'm going to do here is I go around the bowl like this, and I'm going to show people here. That's what I'm doing. Now, I'm just showing you this. We're going to start. Kevin, I want you to start hitting the mix. Yep.
Okay.
So you use the edge of the bowl and you scrape around the bowl.
Scrape into the middle, right?
No, don't scrape in the middle. We're not making eggs here.
All right.
Can't take the Irish out of you, Kevin.
I do love some eggs.
Me too, but.
All right, here we go.
So the other reason why I scrape the side of the bowl like Kevin's doing is because you want to cut down on what they call bowl residual. So bowl residual is a fancy term for the stuff that gets stuck on the side of the bowl.
Yep.
When you were young, making cookies and brownies or cakes with your parents or grandparents or significant others, whatever, you love bowl residual because you took your finger and you swiped the bowl.
Yeah, the cookie dough.
Right, cookie dough or the brownie mix.
Yeah.
But we don't want that on here.
Right, you can't be eating raw pizza dough.
No, how we doing in here?
Doing well. Got a little bit
You're scaring me a little bit on Halloween.
No, I'm trying to stay on this mic. Here we go.
I know, it's a challenge.
All right. I think where you usually say oatmeal, right?
Correct. Mashed potatoes.
Or
oatmeal.
For the consistency?
Yep.
Now, there's a little bit of powder.
Let me see what we got here.
Flour on top.
Oh, you did pretty good. So I'm going to show you guys what we got here. So what Kevin brought to our attention is there's flour on top. So when you mix like I'm telling you, which is going around like this, there's going to be a pocket of flour on the bottom. So what you want to do, Kevin, is take the spatula and turn it upside down on each other.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to get rid of that flour. So I didn't bring a mixer only because it doesn't make sense, at least for today.
Yeah.
But this is the recipe and the procedure how to do this. This is called bulk dough, B-U-L-K. Very simply, home mixer. Most home mixers are KitchenAid mixers.
Yep.
They're 5-quart mixers. Put your dough hook in. Once you get to this point here, good job, Kevin.
Thank you.
Don't quit your day job, but you're doing all right.
Right. I just do this part-time.
Yes. So once you get to this point, you're all done mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Premix. You're about 70 to 80% done. You take this, you put it in your mixer, generally speaking, a KitchenAid. Most important thing with a KitchenAid, there's 2 black levers, one on the left, one on the right. I think the one on the right locks the head down.
Oh, yeah.
Very important.
Yep, because you don't want it flying up.
Right. You don't want it doing Papa Wheelies. and then the other mixer is the speed sensor.
Mm.
So I believe it's 1 to 10 on a KitchenAid. Long story short, you want to use setting 1 or the stir setting.
Mm-hmm.
Minute and a half, 2 minutes. That's it. As soon as your favorite turns to mashed potatoes or oatmeal, it's going to have a real wet, grainy, kind of lumpy consistency. You're done.
And then you let it sit. So you do... Yeah, you do 1 to 2 minutes, and don't you let it sit for a while?
20 minutes.
20 minutes, okay.
Yeah, and then you ball it.
Yep.
We're going to get into balling in another episode, but that's pretty much the short version.
Nice. There you go.
So in conclusion, water, salt, whisk, flour, yeast, mix. Nice. 530 grams of bread flour.
Yep.
350 grams of room temperature tap water.
Yep.
If you don't have that, use spring water.
Perfect.
2 teaspoons of sea or kosher salt.
Yep.
1/2 teaspoon of instant dry yeast.
There you go.
Put the water in, put the salt in, whisk it, flour, sprinkle the instant dry yeast on top.
Right.
Like cereal. And then use the wooden spatula.
To mix it up. There you go. And we'll put that in the description down below too.
Yeah. So what you're going to end up with at some point is this. So this is dough that I've made a while ago. It's it used to be frozen. It's not anymore.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much what it's going to look like. Now, you don't leave. So when you make the dough, you have two options. One, to make the dough for making pizza within a week, and the other one's making pizza within months.
Okay.
We're going to get to that, and we're going to get to that in a result, what it looks like. It's very wet. That's why you need to definitely use a lot of flour on your hands.
Yep.
And if you notice, you know, there's not a lot of rise in this dough. So this is not bread. Bread will have a huge rise in it. That's what gives you that crumb. So if you take a cross section of a piece of Italian bread or roll, you're going to see all these little bubbles and stuff called the crumb.
Yep.
So this New Haven style doesn't particularly have a lot of that. So that's pretty much it.
Nice. I love it. Perfect. So everyone that's been asking about dough, now you know. Save this video.
Right.
And then when you go in your kitchen, you're going to make pizza, you just pull up this chart, episode 20.
Yeah.
And there you go. It's right there for you.
And if you want a live version, obviously I have classes at New Haven Pizza School.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. You can get pretty far with this. Also, I have a YouTube channel called The Pizza Gavones, and I've got 5 DIY videos on making New Haven style pizza.
And real quick, so someone wants to make pizza on like a Saturday, I always forget, is it like 3 days before that you should make the dough?
Yeah, good question. So what I tell people is if you're going to make pizza on Saturday at 5 o'clock, and I'm using that as a random number, but generally makes sense. Yep. Saturday 5 o'clock, I would make the dough Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. So, and then let it sit in the fridge.
Yeah, so you do exactly what we did.
Yep.
Then you ball it, which we're going to get to in another episode.
Right.
You put it in a container. You put it in your refrigerator, not the freezer, refrigerator. Generally speaking, at least a couple days, 3 days is the sweet spot.
Yep.
2 to 3 hours before people are going to come over and you're going to start making pizza, you take it out of the refrigerator.
Room temp.
Room temp.
Love it.
Room temp is the key. Stretching cold dough is difficult.
Yeah.
But room temp is the key. I got to tell you, Kevin, I'm very impressed with you.
Because with my pizza skills?
Yeah. You know, I mean, when I met you...
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that. You know, you were extremely enthusiastic, but now you definitely got some skills.
Yeah, I've honed it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just from, you know, practicing multiple times. I do it in the home oven or the uni, depending on the weather. And it's fun. So this has been great. Now you know how to make the dough. And like you said, future episodes, we'll have sauce, we'll do the balling, we'll do all the different steps.
Assembly, we'll make the pizza.
Yep, and then we'll eventually eat it. It'll be delicious. All right, episode 20. Thanks so much, everybody. Make sure you go out and vote for pizza. Pizza party.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. And we'll talk to you next time. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.